Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. You can always get at us Instagram and Twitter, at Zach Gelb, and you can watch the show streaming live on YouTube. Our pal Bill Reiter, of course, hosts on this network Monday through Friday, and many of these same affiliates, from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. You could also check out his new podcast, Beyond the Arc, as he does co-host that with John Gonzalez and Ashley Nicole Moss. And as we have to talk hoops, there's nobody else that I'd rather talk to besides LeBron James and maybe Steph Curry than the great Bill Reiter. Bill, how are you?
Well, Zach, I'm great, and you're right. I'm often lumped into the categories of people like LeBron and Steph, so thank you for keeping that pattern going, my friend.
It's just me praising your greatness here, Bill.
Thanks, buddy.
I can't even think who we even put on that Mount Rushmore. I don't even know who we would put as the fourth person when we have Bill Reiter, Steph Curry, and LeBron James. Oh, you know who we put on there? I know who. Your dear friend Chris Paul. I think that would be good company, right?
Oh, you want to hear a good Chris Paul line that I came up with yesterday after the Warriors lost?
Go ahead.
Chris Paul, undefeated at being defeated.
How about Stu, by the way? I know you love Stu. I love Stu. This is not like other producers that we both work with where we enjoy ragging on that producer. We could both agree that we love Stuart Kovacs.
I love Stu.
Stu, though, wanted his team to lose last night so they could avoid the Nuggets, and then he thought his team would be a guaranteed victory, so then they would go up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't get that logic.
So I feel really bad because many people texted me last night that are Lakers fans who are in the business, and I said on the podcast that you so kindly plugged for me that a bunch of idiots that were Lakers fans wrote me in their idiocy wanting to lose that game. I did not mean Stu. I did not know that he fell into that category.
I'm sure you definitely knew that.
I didn't know. Dude, what are you doing, man? Just make the playoffs.
Well, that's my thing. This is not, right, the Lakers with Magic. This is not the Lakers with Shaq or Kobe, Kareem, Wilt, like all the legendary Lakers. I know they have LeBron. This Lakers team stinks. Like the audacity of Lakers fans to say, oh, we'll lose this game and then we'll definitely win the next game. Why would you definitely win the next game?
Yeah, I think the Lakers have a higher ceiling than most people do, and as you noted, a very low floor. The Nuggets isn't ideal, but you're right. You can look what happened to the Warriors last night. The Kings shot 50% from the field, or 46% from the three-point line, and some other things happened, and the Warriors season is over. You win the game in front of you and don't risk elimination and worry about the Nuggets if you get across that bridge.
Bill Reiter here with us. Yesterday, I threw out the idea, and I know it's been thrown out there before, where I don't think the Lakers win another championship with the way that this team is currently constructed. The Warriors, they're afraid to move on from their past players to elongate the championship window of Steph Curry. I think this offseason we need to see LeBron James and Steph Curry team up together. How likely do you think that is out of 100%?
I would say the likelihood of that is 5 or 6%. And I think it would hinge on the Warriors drafting LeBron's son and then it turning out that LeBron is willing to opt out of his ridiculous player option in the summer, which I think is, you know, in the realm of what's possible but not likely, Zach, and go play with whatever team drafts Bronny as long as it's a sort of approved team. I actually think the Warriors might roll it back, so I think the only scenario is LeBron takes the vet minimum to go play with Bronny Jr. because the Warriors gobble him up in the draft earlier than he should go in the hope LeBron shows up.
Do you definitely think Bronny is going to go through with this process and go to the NBA draft this year? Or ultimately, do you think he goes back to college?
I am worried that he will. I don't know, but that is the impression. So it's interesting, right? Because I live in L.A. I have to fly around the country to hang out with scouts and executives sometimes for my other job. So when they come here, I will try to do that instead. So I don't have to get on an airplane. And I've talked to a lot of guys, just sources over this season, who were here specifically to scout USC and to scout to a degree Bronny. And in several cases, Zach, I've had dinner with these dudes or drinks after they came from practice or a game or both, and not a single one of them thinks that Bronny is an NBA player at this stage of things. So that part of what I know, I hope not. But LeBron does what LeBron does, and everything I've heard from people that are sort of 2 degrees removed from LeBron James is they think that Bronny's going to go into the draft, and I think there's an anticipation he'll be drafted where he shouldn't be because he's LeBron's kid. So to answer your question, I think he'll be in the NBA next year, and I think it'll be a mistake.
Do you believe LeBron is then, let's say Bronny doesn't get drafted by the Lakers, does that mean LeBron is likely done with the Lakers and goes somewhere else?
So I don't think I can dismiss it out of hand. I think he'll probably come back to L.A., but the thing about LeBron, and you know this, but it's worth telling your listeners, at almost every turn he has done the unexpected. People thought he was going to be a Knick or maybe stay in Cleveland when he went to Miami. I got mocked mercilessly when I worked at a different place on TV saying that I thought he might go back to the Cavs than he did. The Lakers were a possibility, but they were far from a guarantee in terms of what we thought he was going to do. So with LeBron, you sort of never know. It's always a bit of a surprise. I think he'll stay in L.A. I think he'll go another year. But if Bronny comes out, I think it's 50-50 that LeBron, Rich Paul is LeBron's agent and friend, that Rich Paul will tell teams, it's collusion, but I think, and I don't know this, but I would speculate he would do this, he'll tell a select number of teams, you're approved to draft Bronny, and maybe someday LeBron will come. And whether that's this summer, Zach, or next summer, I think eventually LeBron James will play with his son in the NBA.
No, the other thing that we don't know, this is LeBron's dream, but LeBron has said it before. We don't know if this is Bronny's dream. And like, personally, I know that, you know, LeBron says he's going to go somewhere that will improve the draft stock of Bronny. I don't know if I'm starting out my NBA career, I want dad in my locker room, if I'm being honest.
Oh, dude, you are 100% right. And I'll go further. I think that there is a – remember when the Bulls came out, and they were NBA-level players, and everybody just wanted to go at them because of their dad? I think Bronny is going to get a low-key version of that. Not everybody loves LeBron. And a lot of people have lost to LeBron. And LeBron takes all the oxygen out of the room, and there's a lot of jealousy in the NBA. He's not as beloved or even well-liked by peers as Kobe Bryant, for example, was, or even in a different way at the end, Jordan. So I think Bronny's going to have a really difficult time just being LeBron's kid. And if LeBron is there and dad's babysitting you over your shoulder, and there's a sense that, oh, of course Bronny got drafted by whatever, the Thunder, whoever it is, the Grizzlies, whoever, the Knicks, whoever, just so dad would come play with him, I think it's going to make Bronny Jr.'s life a lot harder every single day.
Last night, it was looking like, Bill Reiter, it was the best moment of Zion Williamson's young career so far, and then it has a terrible end with the injury, and now he has a hamstring injury, and who knows when we'll see him next. Is this just what it is with Zion, that even when he plays well, we're always just going to be thinking, okay, he's going to eventually get hurt?
Yeah, it is. So here's the comp, and I think it's you can glass half full this, or you can glass half empty this, but he's a modern sort of emerging version of Joel Embiid, because I think what you saw yesterday is that Zion can be a star when it matters. And that 40 points was his career high, and it was a remarkable performance. And he did dominate emotionally, physically, in every way LeBron James in that fourth quarter. And the Pelicans, I think, would have won that game if he hadn't gone out with 3 minutes and change. And then the injury hit. So it's, yes, I think this is what it is. The question becomes, is it what it is to the degree that he never gets to a level where, like Embiid, he's winning MVPs, he's considered a top three player, or is he able to largely be durable? The guy played, what, 70 games, I think, this year, and there will just be times where he gets hurt, and you hope it's not every time. I don't think we know, but it is a yes. His inability to stay healthy, the track record of injuries, and the heights he can go to on a basketball court, and we saw last night against maybe the best player of all time in what is basically a playoff game, felt like a playoff game, means he's both going to be injury-prone and, I think, when he's not hurt, going to be a legitimate factor for whatever team he plays for to make them really, really good.
Bill Reiter, is Klay Thompson back with the Warriors next year?
He should not be. I think for him and the Warriors, he should not be. I don't think the Warriors dynasty is over, and I could bore you with reasons why I think there's a recalibration there, but I do think Klay is an important piece. So let's say that he wants to get paid, whatever, $40 million a year or whatever he can get on the market. Go to the Thunder, go to the Magic, go to a young team, because Klay's a great dude in the locker room. Be that veteran, bring some shooting. You don't have to be the guy. You can be the sixth man of the year. That works for everybody, and that gives the Warriors some freedom in terms of the cap. You move on from Chris Paul, that dude, and now you can do the mid-level exception. You can recalibrate a little bit. And I think there's an interesting team for the Warriors. Or, Zach, I think there's a world where you keep Klay on, because he actually had a pretty good year if you look at the totality of the stats. He's just not reliable. But you got to pay him, I don't know, I'm just making $18 million a year, right, or 16 or whatever you can negotiate. That's not a whole bunch of money. It's less than his market value. And then I think you can do some things and the Warriors are okay. What the Warriors cannot do is pay him the money that he's going to want. Money is what motivates him, and who am I to say, you know, don't go get your bag. So I think it's 50-50. If he's back, I hope it's at a reduced price, because that's what he wants and he understands that's what the Warriors need.
I understand the human element to it, where these guys are so close because they won all these championships together. And I hate to put it all on Steph, but I don't think much is going to change with the Warriors organization. And I don't think Steph's going to do this. But there's no way Draymond should have been given that deal that he was given last year. And I said that at the time. If what you're saying is true, that you get Klay at $17 or $18 million, I'm fine. But if they pay him another $40 million a year contract, they're crazy. Is there some talks in the NBA circles that you're in, Bill Reiter, about Steph maybe taking a little bit more active role and being different in regards to breaking up this core?
That's not his energy. I've had those conversations with folks that are out there, including people that came out of that Warriors organization. Because as you know, Zach, when you succeed in any of these leagues, you get to, your team succeeds, you get jobs, right? You're a scout or an assistant GM. Everybody sort of fans out there. So I talked to a lot of folks, including former Warriors people, and that's just not how he's built. Also, Mike Dunleavy Jr. is the new guy that runs basketball ops because Bob Myers left. It's not like Steph doesn't know him or like him, but they don't have the same relationship he had with Bob Myers. I think they're going to leave that, and that's a pretty top-down organization, and Steph's a pretty chill guy.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this to you. I think it's worth saying. Since Draymond Green came back from suspension and got into the starting lineup at the end of January in that loss to the Lakers in double overtime, which is a 37-game sample size. I mean, you're talking basically half the season. Over that stretch, the Warriors had the second-best record in the NBA behind only the Celtics. They were top six in offensive and defensive rating. They were fourth in net rating. I can give you all the geeky stats, but the point is they were actually pretty good. And had Draymond not been an idiot and been suspended for his shenanigans, and they'd won at the same clip when he was there, they would have been the sixth seed. And they, you know, we'd be talking Warriors, Suns. And so I think there's major changes that are coming. But like with LeBron, there's always a chance to win whatever dynasty he is or isn't a part of. I think if you have Steph for the next 2 years, you have a chance. But I don't think Steph's going to be the one pushing one direction or the other on what that looks like.
Bill Reiter, if the Celtics and Nuggets don't get to the finals, who gets to the finals in the East and who gets to the finals out of the West?
Great question. Okay, so I think Boston can lose. I think Boston can lose to the winner of tonight's play-in game, right? If they have to play the Heat or Philly. I'm going to go. You tell me if this is a good answer. I'm not going to be pretty daddy from over on my show. We won't answer any questions. Can I say the winner of tonight's game, the series between them and the Knicks? Because that's the answer. If it's not specific enough, I'll go Sixers. If you want specific, I'll go Sixers beat the Heat tonight. They beat the Knicks in a drag-out seven-game battle. They beat the Bucks in three because Doc Rivers just quit. And then they barely get past the Celtics, and it's the Sixers. On the Western Conference side, man, it's a great question. The Thunder are too young and too small.
And here's the thing. I know the Nuggets are the two, but the Nuggets are by far and away the best team.
They're winning. Yeah, the Celtics may not make
it. In the NBA, let me be clear. Until someone takes down the Nuggets, I will pick them every time in this postseason?
I don't even know how to answer your question. I think the Dallas Mavericks, but Kyrie Irving's on that team, so I just don't. I feel very stupid saying that out loud.
Now you sound like Pretty Daddy, by the way. You just said you weren't going to sound like him. You're refusing to answer the back part of the question.
I said the Mavericks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, don't. Oh, man, those are. I mean, that'd be like me calling you Mike Stabler or something. You know, like, let's draw some lines, buddy.
He is Bill Reiter. Make sure you check out his new podcast in addition to his daily show right here on the Infinity Sports Network, where you could catch him 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. But also check out John Gonzalez, Ashley Nicole Moss, and Bill Reiter via CBS Sports HQ on introducing their new podcast, Beyond the Arc. Right? Did I get everything right on that end?
You're a pro. You're the absolute best, and you crushed it.
I appreciate it. Bill, thanks so much. Enjoy the postseason.
Be about.
There you go. Bill Reiter joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the brand new Infinity Sports Network. I think anytime I'm tempted to say the old network name, I just pause, I slow down, and I'm just like, the brand new Infinity Sports Network. All righty, we will take a timeout. I did not ask Bill about Jonte Porter and his ban from the NBA. So we will talk about that and gambling in sports, because we got a whole lot more details in regards to Jonte Porter, who was banned today for life from the NBA. Coming on back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Infinity Sports Network. I am Zach Gelb. This is the Zach Gelb Show. I guess we now have closure on the Jonte Porter situation. Because I'll never forget, I know it's not like ancient history, but when this story did come out, I said to myself, yeah, we're not getting told the entire story. Because the first like red flag and red alarm that went off in my cabeza is, who's betting unders for Jonte Porter? Like, if you're trying to be discreet about this, can you maybe get involved with someone that we actually know? You know, a big name? Like, you have to have a problem, or you have to have inside information if you are firing up your app and saying, okay, I'm betting the under tonight and placing a big wager on Jonte Porter. I still think there's parts of this story that we still don't know, even with finding out a lot more today. But how stupid can you be when you're Jonte Porter and you're giving out information or even betting yourself, and you're going to have in one way people and a large amount of money and, you know, winnings and things like that, where you get put under investigation or your bets get put under investigation because Jonte Porter unders were popular? Like, you could have told me before the year started, you know, go back to January. Yeah, there's going to be a Jonte Porter gambling scandal. Okay. So what information did he know and what was he giving out? If you would have told me that people were betting Jonte Porter unders, would have never believed it. It's It's inconceivable. It really, and I get it. The idea of a player giving out information or a player betting, that to me is not foreign. That's not inconceivable. But can you at least be slick about it? Got to be like a little creative about it. But people are betting on Jontay Porter unders. Now, here's the new information today. So, Jontay Porter, lifetime ban for gambling, violating the league's gambling rules. From Adrian Wojnarowski, Wojbomb, per league statement, the league's investigation found that prior to the Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor subsequently placed an $80,000 parlay proposition bet with an online sports book to win $1.1 million, wagering that Porter would underperform in the March 20th game. Think about that statement for a second. Samter, let's say you were friends with Jontay Porter. And Jontay Porter hits you up. He knows you're a big NBA bettor. And he's like, oh, I'm not feeling great. You know, my health's not in a good spot right now. Do what you want with that information. If you were trying to be like slick and sly with it, I don't think you would put down $80,000 on a parlay to win $1.1 million. Like, you got to be a little bit discreet. That's getting the information. If you wanted to make this maybe a little bit long and a little bit of a constant theme and you're going to get this inside information, you can't be putting all this money down on such an irrelevant player and it's such an obscure bet. I forget, like, there was some baseball thing last year. Remember, there was, like, a manager or someone was giving out information or a coach and all of a sudden there was this one school's baseball game where it was like, bet, there was heavy action. I think it was LSU, maybe? I forget who.
Maybe Alabama or LSU.
Yeah, something like that. But one of the colleges. Who's betting that regularly? You know, I place bets. I bet college football. I bet NFL. I'll bet a little hockey here or there. I hate betting basketball. But I'm not betting college baseball. Or if I'm betting on the NBA, I'm not betting on Jontay Porter, for crying out loud.
Well, so here's the thing. First of all, it was Brad Bohannon, the former Alabama baseball coach, who was fired and banned for 15 years.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Well, how old is he? He's probably not going to return anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But I think part of it is, you mentioned this, he's a nondescript, he's a random, crappy bench player, right? So
yeah,
maybe
the
bettors. They're
kicking him while he's down, by the way.
Well, I mean, the guy averaged like 4 minutes a game over his career. I'm not, you know.
He's known for being Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and he was a top level recruit, him and the Porter brothers, right? Everyone's talking about the Porters as being the next Balls, right? It was like the Lonzo, you know, the Ball family.
That
and
doesn't
then
sound right when you say
that.
Yeah,
I know. The Ball family and the Porter family. Like, they were kind of like interchangeable. Mm-hmm. But as a bettor, I'm not looking at the long game with Jontay Porter because who knows how much longer he's going to be in the league.
Fine.
So as a bettor, I'm going to go as far in as possible, as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe Jontay Porter gets caught. That doesn't bother me. I just cashed out $3 million or whatever it's going
to
be.
I'm sure you have to get that money back, though, because now this is an investigation and everything.
Well, so here's the reality. Jontay Porter committed a cardinal sin of sport. But a gambler who uses inside information, is that illegal?
I think so.
Are you not allowed to get information from players?
That sounds illegal to me.
I mean, it sounds...
I'm not an expert. I'm not a legal expert. That is clear. I did not go to law school. I wouldn't even last a second in law school. They would have kicked me out. They would look at me. They say, you're a schlub. Get on out. You're not intelligent enough for this. That just doesn't sound right. It sounds like insider trading, honestly. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like if someone in the stock market calls me up that works as, like, oh, I got this tip for you, and then you go try to make money off of it, that's not legal. So who knows the answer to that question? But per the NBA as well, according to Woj, in addition, from January through March 2024, while traveling with the Raptors or the Raptors 905, which is their G League affiliate, Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games, using an associate's online betting account. These bets range in size from $15, see, he's one of us for a little bit, and then to $22,000, not one of us, for a total of $54,000, and the total payout from these bets was over $76,000, resulting in net winnings of nearly $22,000. None of the bets involved any game in which Porter played, but according to Woj, the most damaging for Porter and the NBA itself, he bet the Raptors to lose, according to the league's investigation. Yeah, this guy's done. Now, can I just throw this out there? And I'd be curious what the response is. Giannis Antetokounmpo did this, let's just say. He didn't do it. But let's just say this was Giannis Antetokounmpo, the second best player in the NBA behind Nikola Jokic, in my opinion. Is Giannis getting a lifetime ban? Stu, just give me a yes or no, because I have my answer.
I think no.
Santer?
I think you have to.
I think he got to as well. I don't know if he would. I'm with Stu. I pause and go, ooh, Giannis? Because he bet on the NBA. Can't do that. Giannis, if this was him, would be betting on the Bucks at least one time to lose. And you're giving out inside information. But here's the difference. When it's Jonte Porter unders, we're all like, eh, that doesn't impact the game anyway. If Giannis was saying, oh, take my under tonight, even if it has to do with an injury or something, that impacts the game in a big way. And I think even though Giannis is a lovable superstar, if he was doing this, he didn't, just to be clear. I think I would lean more with Santa that, yeah, you'd have to get rid of him because you compromise the integrity of the game. And let me just be clear here. There are going to be people, I don't think a lot, but there will be some, whenever we have this issue, it happened with Calvin Ridley. Well, the leagues are all in bed with these gambling companies. So what's the big deal? As long as the player, like, this is different, he's betting on the team to lose. And he was, you know, I gave out information for people to bet his unders. But if, like, he was just betting on, I don't know, a random Pelicans Thunder game, there will be some that say, well, I could bet, why can't he bet? Well, let me just tell you how life works, folks. We work for a company here. Do I agree with every rule that the company has? No. But it doesn't matter if I agree or disagree with the rules. The rules are the rules of the people that sign my paycheck. So if they tell me, Zach, you can't do X, Y, and Z, and I violate one of their rules, X, Y, and Z, I have to face the music, and I have to face the punitive action. And it's amazing all the time in these gambling conversations why people go, well, shame on the leagues for encouraging it. Shame on the league for making more money and getting into bed with all these gambling companies. The owners run the league. The commissioner runs the league. They're allowed to do it, but there are rules. And this isn't the first time this has happened, and it won't be the last time. But look at this. In the four major sports, we've had issues with the NFL when it comes to gambling already. We've had a big issue in the NBA. Heck, I know that his interpreter ended up being like one of the biggest frauds ever, but look what Shohei Ohtani got involved with. I don't know of anything that's happened in the NHL, but I'm talking about the four major sports. And this is going to always be something that you have to be concerned about. Now, it's unfortunate. It's extremely unfortunate. But I don't think anyone has sympathy, let me be clear today, for Jonte Porter, because it's Jonte Porter, for crying out loud. But this is a situation that this is the league's biggest nightmare, where you're giving out information. I know he wasn't playing in the game where I guess he bet against the Raptors, but that's your team. Like, at least some people said with Pete Rose, oh, he was betting on himself. He was betting on his team to win when he was the manager. Still, you can't be doing that. The rules are the rules. So that's where I currently sit with this Jonte Porter situation. It's kind of crazy what it did turn into. Not stunning, but just kind of crazy But when this story first came out, I remember saying it into this the words into the microphone, there's got to be something else here. And now we found out what happened. Do you think at all this impacts Samter, the Nuggets? Because Michael Porter Jr. made it clear that all his brother, he had to do the right thing. He couldn't see his brother getting involved in this. Does this impact maybe Michael Porter Jr. a little bit when they go up against the Lakers? Just wondering.
I mean, we've seen enough times where, like, off the field kind of stuff, especially family related off the field stuff, doesn't seem to impact players. In fact, oftentimes it leads them to play better because now they're using the game to kind of escape the off court drama. Mm-hmm. However, the one way I think it could potentially impact Michael Porter, if your brother is doing this, how much did Michael Porter know? Did Michael Porter have any connection
good
to
point.
It?
Good point.
This is your brother. We're not talking about
it's
a friend.
It's a slippery slope, but you're
not
wrong.
I'm not making any accusations. Yeah. I'm just hypothesizing. This is your brother, mm-hmm. right? A brother that you played basketball with your whole life,
yeah.
that you've grown up with, that you play the same sport with and have the same job. It's not just like a brother that you're estranged. This is like yeah. probably his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He probably knows everything that Jontay's doing, you would think.
But there are times when it sure. whether it comes with gambling, drug addiction, alcohol.
We saw it with Shohei and Ipe,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes your best friend and your confidant
yeah.
are doing things behind your back. And in spite of you and hurting you. So I'm not saying that he knew. I'm not accusing
him
of anything.
But people will speculate that he knew, even if he didn't.
And if the NBA is looking into it, and if Michael Porter did have yeah. anything to do with it, or Michael Porter's dad had anything to do with it, right? The family was involved in any way. Maybe that is when it starts impacting Michael Porter.
Well, here's
Porter.
The good news for the Nuggets. You got the Lakers in the first round.
Dude,
all right?
That's
so
not
it's,
right.
It's pretty much a bye
that's
anyway.
Not right.
So Michael Porter gets caught up in a little bit of this drama with his brother. No big deal. You got a bye, according to Stu. His Lakers win. They're definitely going to get eliminated. It's easy peasy here. Right, Stu? Easy peasy.
They're lucky to have the Lakers. Yep, you are right. I can't argue with you there.
I see Bart Winkler has connected to the Zoom. He looks very angry today. I think Bart Winkler looks very angry. Maybe he's a Jontay Porter defender. Who knows? Maybe Bart was the one that Jontay Porter was giving the information to bet the under on Jontay Porter. We're coming on back on the Infinity Sports Network for the Infinity Sports Network's first ever Winkler Wednesday. Huh? How about that? Update time first. Here is Manny Rodriguez.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
It's an epic battle for the Infinity Sports Network. Sack.
Lethargic. Putrid. Pathetic. Quitters. They're quitters. What a joke.
Bart.
Something fun to talk about? That's what we do here. It's like, hey, guys, it's like we're just hanging out at a bar talking sports.
It's time for Winkler Wednesday. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Nice job out of you guys. Doug, Stu. And Samter, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I didn't realize this until right now, that I only had one button done on my shirt today. Did not realize it. So I was showing off some chest hair today, the little chest hair that I have. Maybe I should open up an OnlyFans. I will now be professional since Bart Winkler is joining us. Hello, Bart.
I didn't say you could put that button back up.
I know you enjoyed it. No wonder why you joined the Zoom a little bit earlier today. You heard that I had only one button on the shirt. Bart was like, oh, I got to come see what Zach Gelb's looking like today.
You know that's true. Yeah, you know that's true.
Anyway, let me start you off with this Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick nonsense. I was so annoyed when I was reading it because I just think it's so lame and gutless by Robert Kraft to talk to another owner when Belichick won you six Super Bowls and go, yeah, you can't trust him, so you probably shouldn't hire him.
Well, I think that shows like where these owners are in like this level of a stratosphere and community. They are not. They if they're doing this to Bill Belichick, I mean, they are just like the super wealthy, the super
backstabbing some of a bitches. That's what they are.
I'm not saying Illuminati, but they are certainly on a level of like, what are you doing? And it's interesting because they did play in a Super Bowl, as we know. Is there some part of Robert Kraft that doesn't want to see Bill Belichick get hired? Because he already see Tom Brady go somewhere and win. Now he doesn't want to see Bill Belichick go somewhere and win. So whatever he can do to put out that fire, he's going to do.
Bart, this is why you're a smart man. Because that's what I led the show with. And Samter looked at me like I was the dumbest person on this planet. Because this is clearly a sabotage job by Robert Kraft. Brady, you're never going to win. The fan base adores Brady. With how things ended in New England, I still adore Belichick, but some have turned on him. Like I said, it was time to wrap it up and get him on out, but still I respect Bill Belichick for what he was able to do and win six championships. But Kraft knows that even if Belichick doesn't go to Atlanta and win a Super Bowl, let's say they go win 3 years of double-digit games and they go to an NFC title game, people are going to look at the Patriots and say, oh, well, Brady walked out the door, you got nothing. Belichick walked out the door, you got nothing. The Patriots then stink for the next 5 years, however many years it's going to be, and people start to turn on Robert Kraft, and I think this is just purely ego, and it's ego-driven by Robert.
Well, it's insane, too, because they won six Super Bowls together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they reached a level of success that no one has and may never again, and even with all that success, like nothing ever ends well. I think John Elway's career was the only thing that ended well, because even with like the Warriors last night, now we're wondering what's going to happen with them. And it was very sad if you're a Warriors fan and they're like, oh, they won four titles and you're still like experiencing that level of, oh, we can't break this up. We can't do this. There's no level of satisfaction. It's like I was at the casino last weekend. I was up a couple of $100s on a slot machine. I walked out needing to borrow money for a cab.
Wait, you should have talked to Jontay Porter beforehand. You would have won some money.
Hey, I have a question about Jontay Porter. Here's my angle on Jontay Porter. Because this is it's a big story, obviously. But I don't think it transcends the NBA. You know, like Shohei Ohtani, is he gambling? Oh, my God. That
because
been...
of the lack of big name.
Yeah, so my question is, what name in the NBA is the cutoff?
So it's funny you say this. I just threw out this name, and this is perfect for you, Bart Winkler. What happens if this was Giannis Antetokounmpo? Is he banned for life today?
Oh, yeah.
Banned for life.
This would be a huge story. If it was Thanasis Antetokounmpo, it'd be a huge story.
Mm-hmm.
Because his brother, like, okay, Jonte's brother plays, but on a completely different team. The Nassus plays on his team with Giannis. Yeah,
okay, how about this?
It is easier to ban for life a guy that most fans are like, who's this guy now? He's in the what?
Steph Curry or LeBron James do this. Ban for life, yes or no?
Oh, that's easier because they're towards the end of their career.
So is there a player in the league
that wouldn't be banned for life?
That could give inside information. You bet the unders, and he even bet. I don't think he played in the game from what I read, but he bet his team to lose one game. So is there a play? I agree with what you're saying. That was my first reaction. I asked Samter and Stu, and Stu was like, I don't know if Giannis would get banned. And Samter's like, absolutely. And at first I was like, yeah, I don't know, but I think you have to. So is there a player in the league that they would say his stardom's so big that we wouldn't ban him for life that is maybe younger?
No.
Wemby?
Everyone gets banned. There's only – I thought Shohei might be a guy, but I think they would have had to ban Shohei because they banned Pete Rose. I think there is only one person on earth in any sport that could gamble and not get banned.
Let me guess. I want to say Caitlin Clark, but...
That's it!
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what about Patrick Mahomes? I was between Mahomes and Clark. Is Caitlin Clark, is she the biggest star in sports right now, in your opinion?
No, but she is the most important to her league.
Absolutely.
Without question. So, obviously a big star, but she has a lot of, like... I honestly think that what the WNBA does with this attention is, I'm more riveted by that than anything I'm riveted in sports right now.
Talking
because I'm just like, how are they going to screw this up?
Yeah, Bart Winkler is here with us. You always have to just look for the worst in people, how they're going to screw it up. How about how they make it the best thing ever? And how about they change women's sports? That would be pretty fun. But I know something that you, I don't know how much you want to talk about it. Now, I know you better than most, and I know your brother, right? Doesn't your brother work for the Warriors?
He does.
So what are your thoughts about the future of the Golden State Warriors, Bart Winkler? This is like a little Jonte Porter, Michael Porter Jr. now.
I texted him something last night that he didn't like, so.
Wait, did you text your brother like, ding dong, the dynasty is dead?
No, I said Clay better learn Chinese.
You texted that to your... So your brother, Bart's brother, works on the PR staff for the Golden State Warriors. You don't even let him sulk in his sorrows for a second, and you're dancing on the grave.
No, I'm not. I was just being funny. They got four titles, man.
Yeah, that's true. Now, here's my problem.
I thought there could be a big breakup. Yeah. I think that, like, obviously, and you've been on this, we've been talking about this, Bob Myers, it's pretty clear that he left because he didn't want to deal with this.
Oh, 100%. He didn't want to break them up. And I love Steph, and I don't think Steph has this in him, but it's on him. He's the most powerful person in that organization. He didn't do it last year when he should have and said, okay, thank Draymond, but we don't need him anymore. And they keep on doubling down on Draymond, which is crazy. And Bill Ryder joined us earlier because this is the Infinity Sports Network hour now on the Infinity Sports Network. And Bill was saying, Clay comes back like $17 or $18 million, okay, but if he wants another $40 million, you can't pay him that with what he is at this stage of his career.
Well, and I thought maybe this was going to be like an exit, and you hate to have him go out that way. But then when Steve Kerr gets up there and says, we need him, I mean, Steve Kerr was very, unless Steve Kerr's trying to be, hey, I don't want blood on my hands if the Warriors get rid of him. It ain't because of me. It's going to be a front office move, and I want to be out there showing support for my guys. I just think, like, if they do trade Clay or get rid of Clay, free agent, if they move on from Clay, and then that opens the door, you're trading Draymond. I mean, if Clay's
but who's going to trade for Draymond right now?
Well, that's a good question. Also, how are the Warriors going to get better?
I have the answer.
They're stuck. I think they're stuck where get rid of these guys, they're worse, but this group's never going to win a title again. What's your hypothesis?
Steph calls up LeBron and says, LeBron, opt out and come join me in the Bay Area. Steph and LeBron, that's a championship team right there.
So LeBron, yeah, because Steph ain't going to L.A.
No, he won't play the role of the villain.
There's even odds out for, like, where Steph could play if he played somewhere else. I just can't picture him in another uniform.
By the way, my favorite Klay Thompson memory ever has nothing to do with all the great shots that he hit and all the legendary three-pointers. It's when Bart Winkler did, like, an In-Between Two Ferns podcast with Klay Thompson. And you didn't, like, how I did not realize that I only had one button on my shirt today. Bart didn't realize that his pocket was out during the entire interview with Klay Thompson. It was phenomenal.
I mean, it wasn't supposed to be in, but it was supposed to be a legitimate interview, and I think it went fine. But my
the interview was great.
Because my phone was in my pocket, and I thought that would look distracting because there was a big bulge. So don't say anything. So then I took my phone out and threw it on the hotel bed of the room we were in, but then the pocket came out with it, and I didn't realize.
Gotcha. Yeah, you were a little nervous. A little nervous. We're going to get Clay back on this summer, though?
Clay Thompson in the hotel room. I was nervous, yeah.
But will Clay come back on this summer with you?
Not after what I text my brother.
We need a big push on the Infinity Sports Network now. We need Clay. We need Clay on the Infinity Sports Network. If I reach out to your brother, can I suck up to your brother here? Because I have an NBA media guy. If I reach out to him, do you think he knows who I am, your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That wasn't very convincing. Oh, yeah. But
I'm not even sure that half the hosts on this network know who I am yet. So you're still fine.
I think I'm going to reach out to your brother and be like, what a jerk your brother was. I can't believe he texted you that, and then see what he says. So
I should have kept that private. I regret it.
It was a very funny line though. I will say he is Bart Winkler, the host of the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time. I only got 20 seconds. How many times have you referred to the network as CBS Sports Radio, by the way, since the change on Monday?
I said the phone number once.
That's the toughest part.
Four, but because there's a pause, you go four, I always think, and then I go 227.
There we go. All righty. We're all going to have to like get help in trying to just get the new name.
I've only like been here for a week, too, so it don't matter.
Bart, we'll see you next week. Thank you, my man.
See ya.
There he is, Bart Winkler. Make sure you listen to him tonight on many of these same Infinity Sports Network stations from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time. We're coming on back. Bill Belichick, where will he be coaching next year? I have a thought.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.